The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. The left are waking up there as they will have to wake up here. The former Democratic leader, Harry Reid, says socialism is hurting his party. Harley.
You know, when Harry Reid was in office, people used to think, my, what a liberal he is. But now he's saying, you know, the far left health care and immigration policies are way too extreme and they're going to hurt the party in the election. On immigration, he said people want a fair immigration system. They don't want an open door invitation for everybody to come at once.
That's it.
And they asked him if decriminalization would be bad for Democrats. He said, of course it is. He said their priorities are just not straight and need to get that way if they're going to have any chance in the election.
But you made this point just about Elizabeth Warren, just spending, promising to spend money.
Well, yeah, and nobody, I don't think anybody, you know, certainly not enough people to elect her, have the idea that what she's saying is remotely possible. I mean, we just can't afford it. We can't afford the government we have right now. If you start talking about spending trillions more than we're currently spending, you're talking about adding trillions more to the debt and the deficit, because it's just not possible to do. We just don't make enough money. We don't bring enough. And we don't believe in living within our means anymore. Too bad, because it's going to be to our detriment for sure long term. On health care, Reid said, you know, they're pushing drastic new systems like Medicare for all. He said, that's not what people want. He said, improve Obamacare. He said, there are things about Obamacare people like, there are things they don't like, fix the things they don't like. And he said, besides that, if you come up with a Medicare for all, he said, it's not going to pass. It's never going to get through Congress. He says, you know, he's a pragmatist, if we have nothing else, because he was a Democratic leader for so long.
Well, Trump, of course, has forced these changes because they can't beat Trump with these sorts of policies. Simple. What about this extraordinary murder case?
Well, it is extraordinary because it was solved because one police detective never gave up, and because of a reconstruction expert who created a model of what the young victim might have looked like using her skull. Now, to you or me, the model image might not look much like the victim, 18-year-old Donna Brazell in Louisiana. But it was close enough for her grandmother to see it online and call the police, said, you know, that might be my longtime missing granddaughter. And it was. DNA test proved that they got a match. One of the two Louisiana suspects was already doing time. The other's been arrested. Both are charged in the girl's rape and murder. Their ages 64 and 54 now, would have been in their teens and 20s when it happened.
Astonishing. 40 years on. Marvelous, Harley. Well done.